Alright, we're coming back from closed session at 7:41 p.m.
Closed session, there's no action to report. Next item is future agenda items. We need to get the ethics and all that training stuff.
Did you not get it? I sent over the link.
Yeah. No, we're wondering if we're going to be doing it together or...
It's each person individually. So it was the same link for everybody, but they said when you click on it, it'll have you put in your name and each person does it individually.
So you do it right online?
How is the time commitment? Is it like 4 hours for one? 2 hours for the other one?
I don't remember. I think it was like 2 hours, 2 hours, and an hour and a half or something like that.
When do we have to have it done by?
That link is active for 90 days. I don't know what the legal requirements are of when you have to have it done by, but the link, I think it says it was active for 90 days.
Okay. Would we rather do it together, or does everyone handle it on their own?
I think we'll just handle it on your own.
Yeah.
Just keep track of the time. Yeah. That, you know, if you do it all in one day or if you split it up.
You have time at 3 a.m., you can do it at 3 a.m., right?
Mm-hmm.
Not me, I'm leaving.
This is not a board action item, but it's a directive to you. We're involved in different groups or associations like the Rural Water Agency and the couple of these different need to reach out to them about the GM position.
Okay.
No.
I also sent you over, and I don't know if you got it because this was kind of when you were between emails. Chuck Krieger said he might know some people, but
I talked to him, and I got to talk to him again.
Steve Anderson.
Yeah, we just need a bigger pool of people so that we can start breaking down.
What about him?
Maybe he knows somebody.
Well, we just have to get a pool together and research everything to see what, where, when, why, how.
I think it's an assortment so that it's fair and unbiased.
Yeah. Well, what I had done is I had reached out to Chuck Krieger, some of the people on the Pass Water Agency, and Banning about maybe doing the interviews.
About doing what?
Interviews.
Oh.
You know, kind of like what Calvin did with field personnel. Because I'm going to be honest with you, my experience about interviewing somebody for such a position is zero. And
maybe we get some bullet points or something like that.
That was my goal.
Yeah.
And the GM from...
Just going to make a suggestion that when we do the interviews, if we could have, I don't know if it's possible to have Ellen there, because she is aware of all the day-to-days and she might have some good input on that.
Oh, her involved in it? I would agree with that.
Well, anyway, would you please do that? We're kind of exceeding.
Is that something that I would need, like a job flyer type of thing, or a job description?
Basically,
we need a GM.
This one that you gave me, I just kind of crossed out a couple of things.
Were going to send me to so that I could update the Indeed account. Right? You were going to send me
basically this, but just changing the employee count and we don't know about the salary yet.
Okay. You want me to just take a copy of that and kind of use that as a...
Okay. I'll let you have this copy if you want. And just... So I'd like to have possible at least 6 or 8.
At least.
So choose from along, because we have 4 right now.
That'd be 5.
I think I've only seen 3.
Right. Well, I got another.
We have 3 resumes, right?
Right.
And then.
No. His is one of them.
Oh, okay.
And then the gentleman from the res, and then
that's
the guy from Walmart.
Okay. I did not know that one of the resumes was his. I just knew that he was applying. Okay.
Anyway, so do you have any agenda items you want on the agenda next month? Okay. Do you have any items you want on the agenda?
No, because I just had my questions answered about the meeting.
Do you have any agenda items you want on the agenda? So you're going to deal with the...
I have it on my computer. Do you want me to just send it to you guys, to your email? Okay.
And then maybe we can get a hard copy of the next meeting.
Mm-hmm. Like phone numbers of all you guys and then whoever else. I think I added everyone that you mentioned, but if there's any other ones, just let me know. And then I'll find out on the hard copy.
So you're going to have the CSDA on the next meeting along with...
Yes.
Okay. And an update.
We're just waiting on an agreement for that.
What we're waiting on there is the legal wording for what has to be in the contract.
Okay.
And stuff. And the problem therein lies that they may require it to go back out to bid because they might want 3 bids, but it doesn't make sense if it's a shovel-ready project. You know what I mean?
Which one?
The cluster valve.
I thought that was already done, handled, ready to go.
But the funding was going to come from the ARPA mm-hmm. funds, and I was advised by Mickey to wait until I get that information before, so that we don't run afoul of any wording. So the engineers you contacted the engineers about that?
Yeah, I just let them know that we're just kind of waiting, but it was approved.
So that's where it's at, because I already signed the letter to do the work, the content, but when he said, and I was ready to just get it taken care of, because I'm worried about safety, because if they have to close another valve and it breaks, we could lose water to half the community, or fire flow.
Mm-hmm.
For the agenda, we're going to need
So, as soon as we get that information.
On the future board meetings, yeah.
Okay. That also affects the repaint of the tank. And once we get that information of the repaint and the corrosion reduction of the tank up above there, then we can proceed.
Do we need to post
an
agenda for that?
For the CAC meeting? Because there's only the two directors and then...
I don't believe so, because it's a committee.
For which one?
For the CAC.
No, they don't. Because it's an ad hoc.
Right.
Do you have anything for the agenda?
Not that I can think of.
I just added the CAC update.
Okay. Board member comments?
No. Just like how we had it on this one, just have the updates mm-hmm. along with all the other things.
Our office staff is doing amazing.
I have a comment. I think that our operations report tonight was the best report I've ever heard.
It was very precise and to the point.
Yes, and it
wasn't a bunch of double speak.
Yes.
I was really impressed.
I was extremely impressed myself.
Somebody should let him know that.
How many times do we need to let him know that?
17,000. As long as someone's doing a good job, they need to keep being told that.
Always nice to be told you're doing a good job.
Yeah, she wanted to make sure that
she put stuff that was already done, not stuff that's just like barely starting. There's not a lot of wheels rolling yet. She's like, I'm just going to put it if it's a for sure thing right now. Cause mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's just a waste of breath.
So much more is getting done.
A future board meeting, finance and audit meeting on June 21st, then a regular board meeting on June 21st, the personnel committee to be announced, that may not be on an agenda or announced because depending on what we get as far as information.
Yeah, just call.
And then the PATH Water Alliance meeting is tomorrow.
Yeah.
The collaborative agencies meeting, as of right now, will not be meeting in July.
I have a thought process. I don't know what you think about this. If you go to a meeting after the meeting, mm-hmm. and you gather information that you feel we may know, if you impart it to her, mm-hmm. then she can.
I did that. There was something that was imperative.
Ago. Okay.
And I went ahead and sent her an email. She let everybody know about it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Longer than a year ago. Might have been before COVID.
Oh, it might have been not one of them.
There was a time before COVID?
Yeah.
Very, very small time.
And the time after COVID is the year of the monkey.
Oh, yeah. It's the year of the monkey. I read about that today in an article.
Wait a minute. COVID's over?
Well,
no.
I got a new one.
Well, now we're moving into the monkey virus.
One other future meeting is the CAC meeting. It's going to be right before the, or not right before, it's going to be at 3 p.m. on the same day as the next board meeting.
Okay.
We're doing it on the same day.
So hopefully it won't overlap with your guys' finance and audit meeting this time. That keeps happening.
Okay. Make a motion to close.
Make a motion to close.
Wait, real quick. What's going on with the bank and...
Oh, yeah.
I had tried calling them so many times and they never picked up their phone, so I went there. Or no, they finally picked up one of the times and they said, the lady who helped us last time doesn't work there anymore. She retired. So they said, oh, we'll have this other lady call you. She never called me, so I went to the bank and then they recognized my logo or something. They came up to me. They're like, oh, Kelly should be calling you this week. But she never did. But basically, we have to meet with the specific,
some manager.
Yeah, the district manager or something like that, and that's who Kelly was going to set up the appointment with.
Call them up and tell them if they don't want to help us, that we'll move all of our money to another bank. And I am dead serious.
I could go there and tell them, but I can't call them anymore because now when I dial that number, it's just a robot and it doesn't let me.
No, it's not.
And I haven't really had time.
No more.
Do you want me to call them?
You can try to call them if you want, but I don't know if they're
going to
pick up.
No,
Diana.
Sick them. No, I'm dead serious. If they're not going to take care of us, we'll go somewhere else. I mean,
they make good money off interest.
Chase, Wells Fargo,
eBay,
all right there.
You got Bank of
Hammett,
too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes,
Bank of Hammett.
The manager guy that we're supposed to meet with, he's never at the Beaumont branch. So they have to schedule an appointment, but they're not calling me back to schedule that appointment. So I'll try again when I get a chance.
Be assertive.
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
Let's just close it on our own and go to Hemet.
Let them know that one of the board members wants to come have a little talk with them if they don't make that appointment with you, and I'm not nice.
How much should we have in that account?
$296,000. That was as of April 31st.
$296,000. What's that mean? $296,000. Okay.
And that was as of April 30th. This might be lower, might be higher. I'm not sure.
I'm sure Bank of Hammond would.
We'd love to have that money.
Oh yeah, because they make good money off interest.
Yeah, good man.
So did we close this stuff?
No, we gotta redo it into my mouth.
It was just on a discussion.
I motion to.
Okay.
Third.
I
second it.
Okay, so motion to adjourn at 7:54 p.m.
Aye.
Director Tincher.
Aye.
Director Morris.
Aye.
Director Morgan.
Aye.
Director Lee.
Aye. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Taking a tour. Being nice.